What is a Holi festival and when is it celebrated in India?
Holi is the festival of colors, celebrated in the spring. It was actually on March 13th, I believe. Mm-hmm. This is basically celebrating the victory of the gods, the victory of the good over evil, the coming of spring, kind of, and it's just basically a huge, colorful event celebrating all this.
And I understand it's an ancient Hindu festival, so it goes back a long way.
Correct, yes.
Tell me a little bit more about the history of it.
The history has it where Demon King Hiranyakashipu demanded everybody to leave the kingdom, and he wanted his son to be killed. And he asked his sister Holika to enter a blazing fire. So there's a lot of history behind it. Over the course of the years, it just became a reason to celebrate the good over evil. And also, it's always around the middle of March, which is right around springtime.
And how is it observed in India?
It really is a big party. A lot of colors. There's a festival where there's bonfires lit up on day one. And the second day is when it's mostly colors and streets are paved with it and people are playing with it all around, you know.
You're going to hold a Holi celebration at MSU tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about that and what's going to be taking place.
Sure. Our event is going to be at the PSU North Mall right by the bookstore from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have some food. We're going to have colors, water balloons, water guns. It's a free open event, and you can kind of come by and stay as long as they want to. But they do need to come dressed, ready to get dirty.
Yeah, I noticed on there that you suggested old shorts,
old clothes, old
t-shirts,
flip-flops.
Maybe some flip-flops. Yeah,
right. And it's supposed to rain too, so which is part of the event too. So we're gonna have the event even if it rains,
rain or shine.
It's very much so what we'll do back home. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun. Is this a pretty big deal in India? Then is this something that people really look forward to?
It's a pretty big festival back in India. Surprisingly, this is the first time we're having it on campus in Missouri State. We just never had the students in the facility to get that done before. But it's a pretty big deal all over the world, and especially back home, you know.
So it sounds like this could be the start of an annual event.
It's quite possible. Yeah, no. If we have enough students and enough people who want to take part in it this year, then we might do it again, yeah.
All right. And if somebody wants to find out more, how can they do that?
They can get on the Missouri State calendar. It's on there for Friday, Saturday, March 25th. And then we also have a Facebook event, Holi 2017. And that's probably the best bet because we have updates on the Facebook event right now. Yeah.
With the colors, explain how that works. Where do the colors come from? And I understand there's maybe some water balloon throwing involved.
Correct.
Sure. The colors are sort of natural. These are natural colors, so you don't have to worry about being stained permanently as such.
Okay, that's good.
We are going to be providing shower caps, etc. So in case you don't want your hair to get dirty, definitely make use of that. There's going to be a lot of color throwing. So as Isaac said, clothes should be old and that you don't really care about getting dirty.
Okay.
And the water guns and water balloons is all part of it as well, too, yet.
there will be a lot of action.
Yeah, the only difference from the color runs would be there's also water included in our event as well. Too, yeah.
And then tell me what specifically might people be able to try at the festival as far as food?
We're going to have some appetizers from India, samosas, which is a bread of flour and it has potato and some spices in it, and pakodas and tandoori chicken, which is chicken with spices and it's made in the tandoor oven. So we'll have some appetizers that they can have and try out. And then also we're going to have handouts on the festival at the event so people can kind of learn more about what this Holi is and don't think it's a color run, but it's actually a significant festival for us in India, though, yes.
All right. Well, sounds like a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys stopping by and talking to me about
it. Thanks so much.
Definitely. Thank you.